And with Daria Kulesh in what should be a dasher in the mountains, but is in fact a bungalow in Hertfordshire. Daria, you've just come back from a trip to Ingushetia, and a lot of us didn't even know where it was until you mentioned it. Is it difficult to get to?
Well, first of all, hello, Di. Thanks very much for this interview. Great to see you again. It's not actually as difficult to get to as I first thought. I go to Moscow quite regularly to see my family, and it's only about 1.5 hour flight from the nearest airport to where my parents live. And flights are very affordable as well. It's only about 100 quid return from Moscow. And the only catch is that they have a very draconian budget airline that flies there. They're even stricter than Ryanair in terms of their baggage rules and things. But I have a story to tell, because both times on my flight to Ingushetia and on my return flight from Ingushetia, I've managed to smuggle a shruti box on board because nobody knew it was a musical instrument. And first time round, I just told them it was a gift and they didn't ask any details. And second time round, somebody just helpfully suggested that there was a chess set. And I said, yeah, sure.
Now, Ingushetia is, as I understand it, your family's home region, although you're not from there yourself. Is that correct?
Yes, that's true. So I went for the first time in August. The family link is very complicated because my grandmother, who was from Ingushetia, and she came from quite, shall we say, an influential family there. It's all very old-fashioned there in terms of families and clans and people's social standing defined by their heritage and who was their father and grandfather and great-grandfather. I will talk a little bit more about the deportation and the fact that Joseph Stalin attempted to completely erase the English as a nation. So after that calamity, they've become even more focused and driven to preserve their culture, their identity, therefore marrying outside of your people, of your nation, and doing anything as radical as that, especially for a woman, was unthinkable. And that's something that my grandmother did. She married my grandfather, who's not English at all, who's Russian. She moved to Moscow, and especially her brother didn't really take that particularly well. So she was cut off from most of her family. Not from all of them, but obviously it became very difficult, and she never went back to Ingushetia again. And the only information that I had was from her stories, because from her stories you could really tell how much she was longing for her homeland. She told me all these amazing stories of her family and her land, and it just sounded like this amazing, exotic, outlandish place that I actually thought I would never visit, because I thought that since I'm connected to my grandmother through this forbidden marriage, if you like, and in fact, my grandmother isn't even my grandmother by blood, so my grandfather was married before, and my mum is his child from the first marriage. Therefore, what claim do I have to all that heritage? I thought they would never accept me over there. I thought I wouldn't be welcome, and it just turned out completely the opposite.
So what were your reasons for going this time?
So my grandmother has always been a very, very special person in my life, and she passed away way too soon, way too early. So I've been trying to preserve as much of her stories, of her memories of her as possible. So there is a hint on my debut album, Eternal Child, with the opening track, Fata Morgana, which was that dream I had of talking to my grandmother. That was after she had passed away, and she came to me in a dream and we had this conversation, and it just felt so real, and I really felt that connection and that electric charge, if you like. And then I found some of her old photographs. My grandfather gave me some of these photos that I'd not seen before, and for the first time I saw the faces of the people that she was telling me about, and that was just, you know, instantly the moon and the pilot just happened. So The moment I saw that photograph of Deeba, my grandmother's mother, who I'm referring to in the song as the moon, her beautiful face and her eyes that convey so much about what she'd been through, and she's sitting in front of the mirror, and her amazing hair just flows down. So that's when the chorus happened. Shine my moon, your face made of light, let down your hair, black is the night. And the song just happened in 5 minutes, and then I knew all these stories came flooding back, and I knew that pretty much I had the makings of an album, because I couldn't produce another Eternal Child. That would be boring. I think people now know enough about my interesting adventures. A lot of the time a debut novel or album is autobiographical, but with my second album I had to move away from that. And with my grandmother's stories and heritage that I'm still discovering, I just found something that I thought was fascinating and so rich. And on the other hand, I couldn't write that album just based on my very distant experiences. I had to actually go there to make sure that I was telling the truth, to really have, effectively have a 3D picture, if you like, add another dimension, really find out what the place was like. And it just surprised me in so many ways. Just the fact that I was there, because as I said before, I never even thought I would be allowed. I never thought I would have the chance, and I definitely did not expect I would be as welcome.